I would like for you this morning to turn in your Bibles to 2 Timothy chapter 1. 2 Timothy chapter 1. And I want us to read the first 8 verses.
Vamos a leer los primeros 8 versos.
And I want to speak with you today a grandparents' message. It says in chapter 1, verse 1.
Y dice así.
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus.
Pablo, apóstol de Cristo Jesús, por la voluntad de Dios, según la promesa de vida que tenemos en Cristo Jesús.
To Timothy, a beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord.
A mí, querido hijo Timoteo, que Dios el Padre y Cristo Jesús nuestro Señor, te concedan gracias, misericordia y paz.
I thank God, whom I serve with a pure conscience, as my forefathers did, as without ceasing I remember you in my prayers night and day.
Al recordarte de día y de noche en estas oraciones, siempre doy gracias a Dios, a quien sirvo con una conciencia limpia, como lo hicieron mis antepasados.
Greatly desiring to see you, being mindful of your tears, that I may be filled with your joy. When I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded is in you also.
Tengo la memoria, tu fe sincera, la cual animo primero a tu abuela, Loida, y a tu madre, Eunice, y ahora te anima a ti.
Therefore I go ahead.
De eso estoy convencido.
Therefore I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands.
Por eso te recomiendo, de eso estoy convencido, por eso te recomiendo que avives la llamada del don de Dios que recibiste cuando te impuse las manos.
For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
Pues Dios no nos dio. Pues Dios no nos ha dado un espíritu de timidez, sino el poder de amor y de dominio propio.
Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings for the gospel according to the power of God.
Así que no te avergüences de dar testimonio de nuestro Señor, ni tampoco de mí, porque por su causa soy prisionero. Al contrario, tú también, con el poder de Dios, debes soportar sufrimientos por el Evangelio.
And I want to speak with you, as I said earlier, a message about grandparents.
Y vamos a hablar de hoy un mensaje a los abuelos.
Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for your word, and I pray that you would bless the preaching of your word today. I pray that, Lord, you would help me to portray your heart. And I pray most importantly that, Lord Jesus, you would be glorified in you alone. Bless the preaching of your word. I pray that you would give us hearing ears, and I pray that you'd remove distractions out of our minds. Lord, we bless you. We thank you in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen and amen. This letter written to Timothy is Paul's last letter.
Esta carta está escrita a Timoteo y es la última carta de Pablo.
Of Paul. And so this final letter of Paul contains a lot of emotion within it.
En esta carta de Pablo pone mucha emoción o sentimiento.
You can imagine if you were the Apostle Paul. That he knows he's about to give his life for the gospel.
que él sabe que está a punto de dar su vida por la palabra.
Paul would die as a martyr of the faith.
Pablo murió una muerte martil.
And so when he was aware of his soon death,
cuando él estaba, cuando él sabía que su muerte ya venía, que estaba cerca,
he wrote a letter to one of his closest disciples.
Escribió una carta a uno de sus cercanos apóstoles.
Timothy, he even called him a son in the faith.
Timoteo le habló, le dijo que era como un hijo en la fe.
Timothy was very close to the Apostle Paul.
Timoteo estaba muy, era muy cercano al apóstol Pablo.
And so Paul is writing to Timothy a letter concerning how Timothy should live.
Y Pablo le está escribiendo una carta a Timoteo para decirle cómo debía vivir.
Because they were close, Paul knew Timothy's life.
Porque estaban, eran muy cercanos, Pablo sabía cómo vivía.
He not only knew Timothy's mom,
él también conocía a la mamá de Timoteo.
He also knew his grandmother.
También conocía a la abuela de Timoteo.
Paul has been in the ministry for many years now.
Pablo estaba en el ministerio por muchos años.
He's preached all around the world of that time.
Él predicó la palabra por muchos lugares.
And so he's gotten to know a lot of people.
Y él sabe, conocía a mucha gente.
He's seen some people that were fake.
Él conocía mucha gente que eran mentirosos.
That's what they were. They were saying one thing but doing another.
Que decían una cosa pero hacían otra cosa.
You can't be in the ministry for too long and you don't see these kinds of people.
No puedes estar en el ministerio por mucho tiempo y no vas a ver las cosas estas.
But he also saw the faithful.
Pero también conocía a los fieles.
He saw those that worshiped God, that loved God, and he was glad to know those kind of people.
Él sabía de los que eran fieles y que amaban al Señor.
Timothy was one of those faithful ones.
Timoteo era uno de esos fieles.
And Paul is writing to Timothy and begins to mention that Timothy has a genuine faith.
Y Pablo empieza a escribir y le dice que él tiene una fe genuina.
And what's amazing is that Paul begins to give a history of that faith.
Lo maravilloso de que Pablo cuando escribía, estaba escribiendo de la fe que Timoteo tenía.
He says that that faith dwelt first in his grandmother Lois.
Decía que esa fe empezaba por la abuela de Timoteo.
And it was also in his mother Eunice.
Y que también seguía a la madre de Timoteo.
And now it was in Timothy.
Y ahora estaba en él, Timoteo.
And what's beautiful about this short verse,
lo que es hermoso de este verso corto,
is that we can see that this grandmother,
y que podemos ver de que esta abuela,
had passed unto her grandchildren the faith that she believed in.
Que le ha pasado esta fe de abuelos a nietos.
The Bible is full of grandparents.
La Biblia está llena de muchos abuelos.
But there is only two actual grandparents named.
Pero actualmente hay solamente dos abuelos nombrados.
One of them was a bad one.
Uno de ellos era un malo.
She wanted to kill her grandkids.
Ella quería matar a sus.
So we're not going to talk about her.
No vamos a hablar de ella.
But the only other grandparent that is named is Lois.
So la otra abuela que estaba nombrada en la Biblia se llama Loida.
And this lady Lois has now impacted this grandchild.
So esta abuela había impactado al nieto.
And so Timothy is beginning to, Paul is telling Timothy, you have a sincere faith.
Y Pablo le estaba diciendo a Timoteo que él tenía una fe sincera.
I know your family background.
Conozco a la, del pasado de tu familia.
And so I know that you also have a sincere faith.
So, y si sé que tienes una fe sincera.
And so he begins to say concerning this sincere faith that he does have.
Y él empezó a decirles de esta fe que ellos tenían.
He begins to tell him, look, it's this sincere faith that will keep you in the future. Paul knows that he is about to die for the gospel.
Pablo sabe que está a punto de morir por la palabra.
The world is not favorable to the Christian faith at this moment.
Yeah.
El mundo no está a favor de los cristianos.
The Emperor Nero, who was the Emperor of Rome,
el emperador Nerón,
he was the Emperor of Rome.
Que era el emperador de Roma.
He now had blamed the Christians for the burning of Rome.
Él estaba echándole la culpa a los cristianos de haber quemado a Roma.
Some said Nero was a demon in human shape.
Mucha gente dice que era un demonio en un cuerpo de humano.
He was a madman.
Era un hombre loco.
And he hated Christians.
Y odiaba a los cristianos.
It would be under the rule of Nero.
Estaba sobre la ley de Nerón.
That not only would Paul die a martyr's death,
que no solamente por eso murió Pablo una muerte mártir.
So did Peter.
También Pedro.
They were known to be the chief apostles.
Ellos se conocían como los patrones de los apóstoles.
Nero thought, if I can get rid of the chief apostles, I can eradicate Christianity.
Nerón decía que si él podía acabar con los apóstoles más grandes, que iba a acabar con el cristianismo.
Paul knows Timothy is going to be pastoring and ministering in a place that is not favorable to Christians.
Pablo sabía que Timoteo iba a predicar en unos lugares que no eran muy buenos para predicar ahí.
Picture, if you will, Timothy, this young minister.
Imagínese a Timoteo, un joven que va a estar a punto de predicar.
Who has this leader like Paul watching out for him.
Que tiene a este líder como Pablo que lo va a le va a enseñar el camino.
Paul is concerned about Timothy.
Pablo está preocupado por Timoteo.
He wants him to stand for Christ.
Él quiere que se pare firme por el Señor.
And so he reminds Timothy of his heritage of faith.
Y le recuerda a Timoteo su la heredad que tuvo de la fe.
And so he begins to remind Timothy of various things.
Y le empieza a recordar de muchas cosas a Timoteo.
He begins to tell Timothy, stir up the gift of God that is in you.
Y le dice que le levante la fe que tiene sobre el Señor.
He begins to tell him, you need to press in and seek the heart of God now like you've never done before.
Le dice que él tiene que levantarse y buscar al Señor como nunca antes lo había hecho.
To stir up the gift of God here.
Que levantara el nombre del Señor.
Is like when you have a fireplace that is still heated and has all the ashes and the heat.
Es como un lugar de como un calentón cuando tiene las brasas y están calentando.
And so you have to stir the embers in order for it to get hotter.
Y tiene que revolver los pedazos de leña para que prendan y sigan calentando.
You got to put in that fresh wood so that it can start up and burn up.
Y tiene que poner ese pedazo de leño nuevo para que empiece a prender otra vez.
But then he begins to tell Timothy in verse 7. He says, God has not given us the spirit of fear.
Y dice que Dios no nos ha dado un espíritu de intimidez.
but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Power, love, and a sound mind. Verse 7.
Sino el poder de amor y de un dominio propio.
And so what Paul is encouraging Timothy is to stir up his faith.
So Dios, Pablo le está dando ánimo para que él se agarre fuerza.
He even tells him in verse 8.
También le dice en verso 8.
Don't be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord.
Que no se avergüence del testimonio del Señor.
Don't be ashamed of me.
Que no se avergüence de, tampoco de Pablo.
But share with me in the suffering of the gospel.
Pero que siga dando el testimonio de, y predicar la palabra.
And all of that to say this.
Y todo esto para decir esto.
Timothy's faith had a history.
La fe de Timoteo tenía una historia.
His grandmother had instilled in him what it was to walk with the Lord.
Su abuela le había enseñado lo que era caminar en la fe.
And so Timothy had a sincere faith.
So Timoteo tenía una fe sincera.
And he's telling him to stir up that faith because the days are going to get difficult.
Porque le decía que se, que tuviera, tenía que estar fuerte en la fe porque había.
And I'm going to be honest with you. We're living in this kind of season here in America as well. As the days are going by, your Christianity is becoming more and more hated in the world around us.
Su cristianidad está siendo odiada más y más por la gente.
If you have any kind of moral standards, you're frowned upon.
Si usted tiene una mente con moralidades, también se le atacan.
The climate is getting not as favorable for Christians.
El clima no se está haciendo favorable para los cristianos.
And for you and me to be able to stand in these latter days, we need this kind of genuine faith that Timothy had.
Y para nosotros poder estar firmes en la palabra, necesitamos encontrar la fe.
That Timothy
had.
We need to be a people that know who God is.
Nosotros sabemos, debemos saber.
And so every one of us have a part to play in those that are a part of our families. Grandparents have a place in the lives of our children that is unique to their lives.
Los abuelos tienen un juego muy grande en la al enseñar a los a todos los que siguen delante de ella para que sepan la verdadera fe.
The studies show
el estudio enseña
that the parents tend to keep the law. They tend to keep the laws of the house.
Que los padres tienden a seguir las leyes de la casa.
But it's the grandparents that allow the children to have more freedom.
Pero son los abuelos los que dejan, atienden a darle más libertad a los nietos.
Sometimes I look at how my parents treat the grandkids.
A veces miramos cómo los abuelos, los, ¿cómo llaman? Los,
tratan a los nietos.
And I begin to think, I wasn't allowed to do that. But there's just a place for grandparents, isn't there?
Pero hay un lugar para los abuelos.
The grandparent has been through life, they have raised their children.
Los abuelos han vivido su vida y han, han creado sus hijos.
And so they know, you know, really, it's not that big a deal.
saben que no, pues no importa mucho.
And so their place in a child's life cannot be over-exaggerated.
So,
it can't be over-expressed. It's overstated. Very important. Yeah.
Los abuelos aprenden que es necesario dejarlos a veces un poquito de libertad.
But let me say this.
Pero déjame decirle esto.
The role of grandparents is also important in helping to express what true belief is.
La parte de un abuelo también es como dejarles saber a los nietos cómo aprender a seguir la fe.
Lois shared her faith with Timothy.
Lois enseñó a Timoteo la fe.
When the grandkids were around, she was telling them about Jesus.
Cuando los nietos estaban alrededor de ella, ella les enseñaba de Jesucristo.
Told them about who God is.
Les decía que quién era Dios.
And because they were older, they had a lot of stories to tell.
Y porque eran más viejos, ellos tenían muchas historias que decir.
They're able to impart not just knowledge.
No, no más partían, no nomás daban, ¿cómo dice? Entendimiento.
But they're also are able to impart wisdom because they have been through life.
Y también les daban
sabiduría.
And so when we think about Lois here,
cuando pensamos en Lois aquí,
she had impacted Timothy in such a way that his faith was just as genuine as hers.
Sabemos que ella impactó mucho a Timoteo por la fe que él tenía.
And so Paul knew, look, Timothy, I know that you have a genuine faith.
So Pablo le decía a él que él sabía que Timoteo tenía una fe genuina.
And so it's that very faith I want you to stir up, Paul. Timothy. I want you to stir that up, Timothy.
Esa fe es la que quiero que tengas todo el tiempo.
Because you're going to need that kind of faith to stand in these difficult days.
Porque vas a necesitar esa fe para poder estar frente a todo lo que está pasando.
And so don't ever neglect your role.
So nunca te olvides de tu
Listen, I know not every one of us here is a grandparent. I know not everybody here is a grandparent. But one day you will be. You may be parents. And your influence is very great in your household. But one day those little grandchildren are going to come and you're going to influence them as well.
Pero un día van a venir esos nietos y tú vas a influenciarlos a ellos.
And I encourage you, draw near to God.
Y te aconsejo de que los acerques al Señor.
Because when you are close to someone or something,
porque cuando tú estás cerca de alguien o algo,
you will talk about it.
Vas a hablar de eso.
And so if you're close to the Lord, you're drawing near to Him. When those children come into your presence, you will instill that in them. And so Lois didn't hold it back. She shared it. You have influence.
Tú tienes influencia.
You influence your children.
Tú influencias a tus hijos.
You influence your grandchildren.
Influencias a tus nietos.
If you have great grandchildren, you influence even them.
Y también si tienes mis nietos, también a ellos.
With all that you do to influence them,
con todo lo que haces para influirlos a ellos,
give them the Lord.
Dales al Señor.
Impart to them genuine faith.
Una fe genuina.
Timothy was impacted by his grandma. And so your words are very, very important in the lives of these young ones. Amen. Let me just say this to our young people. Honor the elderly in your midst.
Honra tus abuelos y tus padres.
If you honor the elderly, I'm talking about not only just your grandparents.
Si honras a los, no nomás a tus abuelos, pero también a los viejitos.
All of them. If they have white hair,
todos tienen pelo blanco.
Or if they have, you know, black hair, but you can tell there's white coming out underneath it. Respect them. Honor them. Revere them.
Respétalos, honralos y
because they deserve our respect. Amen? For the young people, remember your grandparents. Visit them. They have a lot to say. If they're in a nursing home, visit them. Oh, you'll make their day. But when you get there, lead them along the right path.
Guíenos por el camino.
Amen. 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 Let's stand.